Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Welcome to another edition of Monstrous Radio, where you can hear the hottest independent music in the world. And a couple remixes play. So, what we do around here is, we do interviews, play the hottest music, and we show got the hottest host.
Yeah.
So, let's go ahead and get into it. So go on, kick back, get you a drink, do what you do,
yeah,
and enjoy the show.
Let go.
Where you at? Where you at? Where you at? Where you at?
Atlanta.
Where you at?
Family.
Where you at?
New York.
Where you at?
Yeah.
Monstrous Radio.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to Karma Cafe, the only place that has the hood couch that's set out just for you so you won't get 30 days in jail or somewhere, quarantined somewhere. This is DJ Litty Lit, also known as Miss Unbelievable, coming to you live from Monsters Radio Podcast. I hope you is ready for tonight. Sit back and relax. If you have some problems that you need us to help you solve, hit us up, 563-999-3411. We got a show set up for you today. Are you ready? Because I know I am. Let's get it. Let's go. Ah, y'all cool? Because Anthony Hamilton is, and so am I. Let's go. Karma Cafe. Whoop, whoop.
Hey.
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 All right. We don't have to worry about no money to have us a real good time. And we don't have to leave in the morning the whole day just you and I.
That's right.
And it don't have to get any better. It's perfect, you in my life. If you're cool, then I'm cool, then we're cool. We don't have to worry about no groceries. We can fill up on love alone. If we ain't got enough for a movie, we can just sit at home
and chill.
Have a little role play, baby. Whatever turns you on. If you're cool, then I'm cool, then we're cool. If you're cool, then I'm cool, then we're cool. Quit your worrying, baby.
Oh,
quit your worrying, girl.
Drawing our mouth, laughing and pissing. I know you from the city in Louis Vuitton, but you're stressed out. Come over here and let me calm your soul. Let me me rub on your back. Paint on your toes. Let me scratch the dandruff out of your scalp. Picking your nose.
Oh, boy, you so nasty.
Is all I hear you scream, but you the answer to my question. The eh to my dreams. You a radio killer. We can call our white friends up and drink a Miller. Genuine draft. Then kick them all out of the house. Take us a bath. You choose. All I need in this world is my OU. And I'm
worried,
the one and only Black. Let's talk. Keep us in the groove, y'all. Stay with me.
Make sure everything's okay. Just speak the truth about what's wrong with no. No matter who's right or wrong. What makes you happy? What makes you sad? The good times and the bad. The same feeling we gon' chill tonight by the candlelight. I can listen to you all night. Let's take a walk in the park. You're my light when it's dark. Yes, you are my star. If you ever get dim, I'll be around to listen to your heart.
Let's talk about it.
Take time to communicate. Make sure everything's okay.
Let's talk about it.
Speak the truth about what's going on. No matter who's right or wrong, what makes you happy, what makes you sad, the good times and the bad. Speak about the life that we share and all the love we have. Now tell me what's the problem, don't keep it bundled up, just let the combo flow. I don't want to lose your love, not even if you're the one who's wrong. Now we can work it out, let us talk it out. You are my life, and without you, I know that I'll be living the life. Take time to communicate, make sure everything's okay. Speak the truth about what's going on, no matter who's right or wrong. What makes you happy, what makes you sad? The good times and the bad. Speak about the life that we share and all the love we have.
Yes, let's talk about it. Brings me right into the Soul of Me Speaks Hour. Spoken word by Miss Unbelievable. Just want to let you guys know this is coming straight out of the Soul of Me Speaks Relationship Essentials book. It has a lot of things in there that will help you with the essentials of your relationship. It talks about honesty, accepting yourself wholeheartedly, be forgiving, special notes of faith and foundation, words from the heart, bonding the relationship, special notes, say yes to all the things that you need to say yes to, communication, and once again, communication. Also, the role of the relationship, know your position, and words from the heart. It's a foundational book that I found that helps me out wholeheartedly to go into my next relationship or whatever relationship that I'm in, whether it be with friends, family, loved ones, and that special someone. I have the foundation of what I know I need for it to succeed. So here we go. Solo Me Speaks. Once again, this is brought to you by the Solo Me Speaks, Picasso Painting, Elite Sway Management, and eMonster.com. You can catch us on MonsterRadio.com. And yeah, just come, visit us, check us out. We is definitely waiting on you, and we want you to enjoy and not get 30 days. When it hit Thursday, we don't want you to get 30 days because I don't know if they give y'all free internet access to hear us. But then if they don't, then y'all could come back and go to them archives and listen. Yeah, we got archives. I said we got archives. We do. But here we go. Foundation. Growing up, thinking to myself, what the hell is the need of love, relationship, and happiness? And how is it the foundation of one being essential for me? Ugh, the thought of combining myself with someone else, as selfish as I, yeah, that wasn't going to be easy. It was going to be impossible. The foundation would never be established property. How is our damaged goods? The need and deserve for love, relationship, and happiness wasn't given to me. My self-esteem was attacked. My parents deserted me. I was sexually assaulted and abandoned, and I wore these pains as a coat of armor. The thought of love didn't exist. The foundation of me was so broken into thousands of pieces. At least that's what the mirror taught me, and maybe taught you, and maybe taught others. Ask yourself, could this be me forever? Is this all I get? This foundation is damaged, can't you see? Why would anyone ever want, seek, or desire me? That's what the mirror said. At least I knew my soul desired and cried out for more, and the love, relationship, and happiness I deserved and desired for, it existed. But every little girl and every little boy dreams of this type of foundation and this type of love. The sweet soul of someone treating and loving you right, that unconditional love with no conditions, is what we heard about or seen on TV. You dream, hope, and pray of this when your soul isn't drained or disappointed. However, a small voice inside keeps trusting in the possibility, dreams, and hopes of one day finding that solid foundation that will stabilize your heart, soul, and mind. It wasn't, or it's not going to be looking for you. You just need someone to build and establish a firm fixture with you. It's what you keep telling yourself. Yeah, this is a big job for somebody. God, thank you because you know us from the foundation of the world. The more and more of the fighting that we do, the more and more looking in the mirror that we do, the possibility may change right before you. It's scary. Yes, it can be. You don't know who this soul will be, what they'll be about, or even their name, but just know they were created to set the firm foundation within you. It isn't their job to complete you, but the compound mix will be enough. You know it isn't their job to bring happiness, However, to help recognize the notes and bolts inside you will satisfy you. I know it isn't their job to bring the joy, but the mirrors and windows will keep you looking inside. I know it isn't their job to bring peace, but the roof of their protection and love, ooh, feels that protection. The peace will help me feel and be safe. The foundation created is a set work for both you and I. Ooh, I can't wait. Ooh, it's excited. It's looking in the mirror and thinking, maybe this time it will be just for me. Trust, honesty, acceptance, and respect and dependability becomes real. The calm and the kindness connected to our circuit breaker forever in eternity will set the energy from our body surging one to another. When we get there, our connection and bond will be forever established. We will talk, we will laugh, we will learn, and we will earn each other's forgiveness and forgive those around us. The love and the affection and appreciation and accepting each other wholeheartedly will be genuine, authentic, and real. Our vow to take all negative anchors and brokennesses will be away by giving each other respect and space to grow. Not to mention communication, definitely blossoming like the spring roll, grateful to the fullness. Yes, indeed. Can you see it? Yes, I can. The connection between our souls cannot be denied. The foundation will be forever established. The foundation will not be able to be shattered, shaped, because you will become my best friend, lover, life partner. What a perfect choice will be the icing on the cake. And the greatest result will be the foundation created by God, who molded you and molded me. And for this reason, and through this season, and through this lifetime, we'll take a journey experiencing the unconditional love without walls, without boundaries, just accepting the action of love, joy, peace, self-control, fun, just what a foundation established. Can you feel that? Yes, I can. Ooh-wee. And that is coming hot off the presses, like I said, of the new relationship book, Solomon Speaks, The Foundation of Relations. All right, y'all, I'm going to play Her, because it's all about her, Isaac Carey. Y'all, this is Karma Cafe. Woosa. 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 I know we're going through a pandemic, so let's build these relationships and make sure they're tight. But your foundation won't be shaken.
Holy Ghost, I'm so grateful, God, to know you did the most when you created her for me. Lord, you know I have witnessed your glory, all this favor you showed me. When you gave it to me, I had to learn what to do with your blessing. Now I know that a man who finds it, the wife finds a good thing. So every time I think of her, I'm thinking you. And when I give my love to her, I'm thinking you. Loving her like Christ loved the church, 'cause she told me to. Yeah, she a missy on your glory. Say, I know that you don't make mistakes, so if it's in the book, then it must be okay to love her. No, I'm not ashamed, I won't shy away, I know I was made to love her. God, give me grace, and I hope that every night feels like a wedding night. I pray, oh yeah. Yes, a man who finds it, the wife finds a good thing. So every time I think of her, I'm thinking you. And when I give my love to her, I'm thinking you. Loving her like Christ loved the church, cause you told me to. Yeah, she a missing on your glory. Sometimes I don't feel like I'm worthy, but I'm under your covenant, so I ain't worried. I'm just thanking you. I don't understand why we can't talk about being in love with the one he gave us. He knows what he was doing, but she was his greatest creation. So I hope that you don't mind when I testify the way I do. Loving her like Christ loved the church, cause you told me to. Yeah, she a missy on your glory. Sometimes I don't feel like I'm worthy, but I'm under your covenant, so I ain't worried. I'm just thanking you. When I think of her, I'm just thanking you. When I give her love, I'm just thanking you. Married and in love, I'm just thanking you. Think of her, I'm just thanking you. When I give her love, I'm just thanking you. Married and in love, I'm just thanking you. You.
John Legend featuring Janae. You move, I move. And then we're going to come back with some who's bumping who, who's getting fat. But I'm talking about keeping your family together and moving as a unit. Let's go.
I don't need words. You don't need to say it. Go with the feeling and I'll do the same. Oh, that's how this works. I put you first. You're twisting your turns. I want to learn. When I'm lost, you give me order. Pull me back and push me forward. Take me in and hold me. Hold me closer. I'll follow you up and over. You control me fast and slow. When you move, I move.
If you ever hurt, then I'm gonna bleed. But I'll pick you up and put you back on your feet. Oh, that's how this works. I put you first. Yeah, I do for you what you want me to.
When I'm lost, you give me order. Pull me back and push me forward. Take me in and hold me. Hold me close, I'll follow you up and over. You control me fast and slow. When you move, I move. Somebody like I do. Oh, I can't believe that I found someone like you. Like you. When you move, I move. Move.
Wherever you're going, I'm going to.
Yes. Got a good drill going on. I got one more song for y'all. Mike B. Cole. He's our indie artist. Welcome to Karma Cafe. I hope I got you on that couch thinking, I can get through this. Yeah. 563-999-3411, press 1. Because it's a groove going, y'all. I hope y'all is woo-sawing right along with me. Right along with DJ Lit, also known as Miss Unbelievable, coming to you live. Monsters
I
Radio.
I promise your makeup won't ever run. Your beautiful face keeps me coming home. I'm dedicated. I'm dedicated only to you. Even though you may drive me insane, you're still the first thing on my brain. You're a mess, but you're perfect for me. There's nothing about you I change. I don't ever appreciate when you show up so late. Drives me completely nuts. We can fight a thousand more times. Maybe that's just called life. You won't ever lose my love. Ooh. Promise your makeup won't ever run. Your beautiful face keeps me coming home. Dedicated.
I'm giving y'all this groove, you know, to just be able to just love on who you have around you, because there's a lot that's going on. When I put up the who's bumping who, who's getting fat, there ain't really nothing that has been going on anything, anytime good. I'm just saying all the who's bumping who will put you on the couch and be like, help me, help me. But Michelle Obama says she's doing what, says she has a low grade depression. And I know many of y'all can understand. She says she's managing the highs and lows required knowing yourself and the things that bring you joy. She said it's difficult. She's having difficult exercising with her routine of sleep. She's waking up in the middle of the night worrying about something, and there's a heaviness. And if you have been experiencing that, yeah, I know I have. She made the comment during her podcast, and like we're reading, and you know, you're free to express how you feel. But she said, they are not fulfilling time spiritually. Miss Obama said, know that I am dealing with some form of low-grade depression, not because of quarantine, but because of the racial strife and just seeing this administration, watching the hypocrisy of it day in and day out. It is dispiriting. She also said it's exhausting to be waking up to yet another story of a black man or a black person somehow being dehumanized or hurt or killed or falsely accused of something. And it also led a weight that she felt in her life that scheduling is key. She's managing these feelings, and she's maintaining a routine that has become more important to her in the pandemic. And I would tell you the same thing. If you are feeling that, you know, that heaviness, and I know that I feel the heaviness as well, because you got to know what your ministry is. And if your ministry is intercession, and intercession is just interceding for the world, you know, through prayer, through fasting, through all those things. If that is your ministry, you do feel the weight of it. And however, you're praying through it and you're giving it to God or who the God that you serve, and you're asking God, you know, when is this going to end? And then we look around and we be like, man, this is just the beginning of the new normal. And that is so hard, because I know with her being in the White House and seeing all the things that her husband has done, to see it become demineralized and diminished or even mocked, you're asking yourself, why? What's the purpose? How do we get here? And how do we get ourselves out? You get there by giving yourself a daily routine. You get there by giving yourself affirmations. You get there by saying you are more than enough. You get there by eating healthy. You get there by going to bed at a certain time, even though your body don't want to go to sleep, but you do it. You get there by saying positive affirmations at night, like, I offer my best self today. It didn't matter if I didn't do everything perfectly. The day is now. It is the past, and I will let it be, and I will let it go. I am looking forward to being the best when I wake up in the morning. I have the power to make tomorrow a great day because I have woke up and I'm in it. I will feed my strength with sleep. I will get my rest for peace. And tomorrow I can grow further in my gifting and my talents. Affirm yourself. You have to start speaking to yourself and then speaking over others, because this day and time, I'm telling you, there is nothing but sadness going on. You know what else is sad and is going on? All these rape charges. Okay, so we got Amigo, a rapper, Takeoff denies rap allegations. Well, an allegation made by a woman has said that he raped her at an LA party. The woman filed suit. The rapper made her extremely uncomfortable at an LA party back in June before he raped her in the bathroom. The person, she says, invited her to the party. The woman claims that Takeoff stared at her while at the party, which made her feel extremely uncomfortable. He offered her weed later in the evening, but she denied him. She claims she was going upstairs with the man who invited her to the party. Then Takeoff came up, and she got pissed off. The man and Takeoff got into an argument, prompting her to go into the man's bedroom to wait it out, which then Takeoff enters the bedroom and started touching her butt. She claimed she was very clearly refused his advances, but Takeoff flipped her over face down, pulled down her clothes, and raped her. She claims after he finished, he immediately left the room. After getting over the initial shock, she went to the hospital the same day. The hospital did a physical exam, and she claims the staff notified LAPD. She's suing him for sexually battered, emotional, and wants damages. So, like I said, a lot of negative things going on in the world. Beirut, the explosion that happened over there. The video, the massive explosion killed at least 135 people and injured 5,000 more. The blast was equivalent to a 3.3 earthquake. Lebanon's prime minister believes the explosion was caused by 2,750 tons of ammunition nitrate that was just sitting around in the warehouse. To put this in perspective, it's like 1,000 times more powerful than the Oklahoma City bombing. Damages estimates from the blast are now upwards of $5 billion, and the figure is expected to increase. Now ask yourself, they didn't take care of that. Why is it sitting in a warehouse on a unbeknownst to anyone and unsupervised? That is just careless on their end. Here's an update with Dr. Dre. Yeah, I'm getting it. Yeah, I'm putting these folks on the couch. They need to be on the couch. Dr. Dre's wife disputes prenup and divorce claims, and it was voided. As we was talking about, she said there wasn't a prenup. He said there was a prenup. She said that he ripped it up in front of her. She was extremely reluctant and resistant and afraid to sign their agreement and felt backed in a corner at the time. She says Andre acknowledged that she felt shame and that he pressured her and tore it up, and that why the prenup is null and void. Baby girl, let me tell you, it's your word against his. If there was something that you signed in distress, not distress, regardless of what it is, there's a prenup with your name on it, it's probably baby girl, come on to the couch. Let me tell you this in your ear, that prenup's going to stay, okay? Whether it was distress, you stayed in the relationship after you signed it. You was in the relationship when you signed it. You lasted this long. That prenup's going to stay. If he tore it up, it could have been a blank piece of paper. He could have said, I tore up an agreement. Yep, but it didn't nullify that she signed it. He could lie. It's your word against his. And if he can provide a document that's either scanned in, faxed over, baby girl, that prenuptial agreement is going to stand. Okay, moving on. Okay, so the Philly singer Jaguar Wright calls out the Roots for mistreatment of founding members. Malik B alleges Common sexually assaulted her. Here we go. I'm telling y'all, the world is just on edge. This is tragic news. The Roots founding member Malik B passing, echoing through the hip-hop world. It's sad that more bad news is coming out of the camp. The Philly native Jaguar makes some serious accusations at the Roots handling of Malik B's terminal cancer diagnosis and Wright's own personal claim that she was sexually assaulted by Common. The Philly native says that Malik's impending health is declining and they're turning their back on the crew member. She's upset about that. She said even worse, they turned her back on her when she was supposed to have been assaulted by Common. Erica Badu claims that she knew about it. She's saying that they dated, and she claims that he sexually assaulted her, and she tried to avoid it. So we're going to see how that story is going to undevelop, however we want to talk about it. We will give you the update. Here's another update. Benzino is fighting in jail. He went to jail for allegedly beating up her baby mama's boyfriend's car. He's got a cut on his hand. He's making things worse. He only been in there for 24 hours. And, yes, he's transferring to another prison. If he should get bond, he may be in there for another 90 days. He is just not getting it together. He probably had to go in there showing that he ain't no punk, and he still can do what he do with them fists. All right, y'all, I'm going to take a quick break. I got a few more to come back with, but, yeah, I'm telling you, even though it's all through this, we are still blessed. Charlie Wilson. Let's get it. Let's go.
I knew God was with me. I always used to pray. My prayer was I asked God not to let the devil kill me out here while I was in the streets before I could get back. But I said, if you give me one more chance at life and music, I promise you, I'm going to shout you out, and I'm going to testify, and we're going to have a little church up in there.
Waking up, thanking God, every day is feeling just like Sunday. boy, you fly by my side. Green light, everything is going my way. Riding clean, living dreams. Just left the barber and I'm feeling like Midas. Heard him say, give him praise. What's in the water got you acting like this? Ain't a day gone by that I don't try to thank the Lord up above. And if you wonder why I'm loving life, I'm close and I tell you what's up. Ask me how I'm doing, I'm blessed. Yes. Living every moment, no regrets. Smile up on my face, I'm like, oh, yes, I'm blessed. Yes, I'm blessed. Ask me how I'm doing, I'm blessed. Yes. Living every moment, no regrets. Smile up on my face, I'm like, oh, yes, I'm blessed. Yes, I'm blessed. Yes. Playing cards, laughing hard. Barbecuing, waking up the whole block. Music loud. Turning out, little kids are breaking out the bus stop. Life is good, really good, and every moment, no, I can't forget. I gotta say, I won't change. You're the reason that I am like this. Ain't a day gone by that I don't try to thank the Lord up above. And if you wonder why I'm loving life, come close and I tell you what's up. Ask me how I'm doing, I'm blessed. Yes. Living every moment, no regrets. Smile up on my face, I'm like, oh, yes, I'm blessed. Yes, I'm blessed. Yes. Ask me how I'm doing, I'm blessed. Yes. Living every moment, no regrets. Smile up on my face, I'm like, oh, yes, I'm blessed. Yes, I'm blessed.
Tonight, the sponsors are the Solomy Speaks, Monster US Apparel, Picasso Painting, Elite Slave Management, and eMonster.com. Once again, this is Karma Cafe, the place where you can woosah, call us up, tell us your problems, and we will definitely hood solve them either through music, through commentary, through whatever you, we got you. Come with us and be with us and rock with us tomorrow, Friday Night Live, and then again on Sunday at 10 o'clock for Inspirational Sunday, and then we'll start it all over again. But in the meantime, in between time, T.I.'s stepdaughter, Zanique, reveals gender of her baby, and this is the same young lady I do believe that T.I. put on blast about her virginity a while back, so I don't know. He may have been kind of right. But T.I. may just put out his hair after learning that his daughter Zanique is 5 months pregnant by her rapper boyfriend, Buddha Hata Izzy. The self-proclaimed king of the South learned the news during a live Fox show, The Mix. It's me, Pop, Zanique revealed to her stepfather after he specifically used the process of elimination to cancel out the possibilities of his 24-year-old stepdaughter being pregnant. Well, to T.I.'s surprise, she sure is a preggo. and expecting a baby girl, hence the pink hair that she is wearing in the live, to give it away. Is anybody bringing T.I. a joint to his team? While Zanique's mother and Tiny stepped in to lighten the mood. Congratulations to Zanique and the Harris family on their new addition to the family. We hope T.I. takes it easy on her daughter. Well, this is the oldest daughter. This isn't T.I.'s daughter, who he should have been like, lady girl. This is Zanique, his other daughter. You know, not the young one, but the other daughter. So, T.I., welcome to Grandpa Hood. Wrong child that you should have been asking about birth control. I'm just saying, not trying to throw no shade, but yeah. Get your girls. They're growing up. Can't be mad at them. Here we go. I mean, there's a lot going on, you guys, with sexual assault and rape. It's been so. Drunk in Love producer is arrested on 15 sexual assault charges. I'm telling you, we still blessed, but this is some crazy stuff that's going on. They need to be on the couch. Keep your dick in your pants. I'm just saying, if they say no, they say no. Y'all ain't getting it. Y'all going to jail. They ain't without no bail. They is just not trying to help y'all out. Grammy winner producer has been charged with 15 sexual charges and 5 additional felonies. The producer's board name is Noah Fisher. Details of his crimes been 2010 to 2018. Y'all, it's 2020. Y'all, okay, Tosh, don't digress. Keep going. The case was reviewed by the L.A. District County Court, and the sexual allegations, based on the nature of the allegations and helping identifying some of the victims. There's more out there, they're saying. He's saying he's not guilty. He's helped a lot of people in his career, Lil Wayne, Nicki Minaj, Jennifer Lopez, Future, and Beyonce. Yeah, I'm telling y'all, let me just make it clear to you rappers and all of you guys out there. They're coming for you, okay? They're coming for you, so stop wasting their time saying that you didn't do it. Just say you did it, get over it, and do your time. Okay, so with that, I'm going to play some Usher, Ella May. Don't waste my time. Stop wasting the court's time. Stop being nasty. Just stop being nasty. If they say no, they say no. This is Karma Cafe.
Y'all know what this is. My mind was changed. I'm glad you made. Love in the air, baby, you know. In a rush, we've been at it where the time goes. You wanted to show me now, cause I done had one too many drinks. And I know that you feel me the way I've been feeling you. And it's cool that you got a motive, and I think I like it. I know all your. Hope that you're open. I
about the quarter. I ain't here to play around. Ladies, if you're here with somebody and you know you want their body, go let them get see it out.
Boy, it's about to go down. Feel what you're saying, come and show me now. Fellas, if you with somebody and you know you want that body, then let me hear it, see it out.
Good love, no questions. Reach out and just touch me. If I have it, don't judge me. Just don't waste my time. Good love, no questions. Reach out and just touch me.
Yeah, yeah, bringing it back once again. This is Karma Cafe with the Monstars, Miss Unbelievable, Jazzy B, and DJ E Monster. I hope that y'all enjoyed Who's Bumping Who, Who's Getting Fat tonight. It was all kind of just kind of sad to me. But listen, change is coming. Change is coming. Change is coming. All right, y'all, here's Eric Sherman Music as we almost on our way up out of here. And after you hear Eric Sherman Music, you're going to hear our one and only DJ E Monster Freeway. Let's get it. Let's go. Monster is Radio Podcast. Karma Cafe.
Can be free and absorb the sound that keep me round, doing my thing constantly with no worries, peace to keep merry,
just like music,
to keep me flowing, to keep me going, to keep me growing, to keep me to eat from knowing what happens out there is not my concern. You want to die, it's not my turn,
just like music,
to do something to me like jumping a Mercedes on the highway, doing over 80 without music, baby.
Ow! I'll go crazy, just like music.
Make me call my homie on the phone, like there's something new out that got me in the zone. Just that feeling got me. I wish music can adopt me.
Just like music.
My woman got me in the air saying sweet nothing. Make love come out the mouth, no fronting, like all of a sudden.
Just like music.
Taking away your worries and cares. Any problems, music will be right there. Together match, yo, we a perfect pair. Is that true, Marvin?
Yeah, music.
Yo, to get you the bangness, body soul snatcher, universal language. It be the light to open up. This is it, what the fuck?
Just like music.
One fly tune to have black and white vibe in one room. No confrontation, party all night. It's just a sensation.
Just like music.
Happy day, funky, just like you. Music makes us.
color of love.
Yeah, I'm digging it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And her eyes, the color of love. The color of love.
Turn left right here.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Let go of that.
And her eyes, the color of
mine. Right here.
Diamond in the back, yeah. With the sunroof open. Driving on the freeway. Eyes real low, just singing my song. Driving on the freeway. Diamond in the back, with the sunroof open. Driving on the freeway. Eyes real low, just singing my song.
Down by number four, getting my head done. By chick we call pulling head, she cocked the shotgun. I'm puffing on some drove, doing 50 bows to stay on the low. The super mode, cruising a photo. You know how it goes, bro. When you live in the hood, where you wild out so much, you need a chance to feel good. So I hit the freeway, the E-way, and mob on out. Turn up the bump, take a puff and zone on out. And just push.
Diamond in the back with the sunroof open. Driving down the freeway. Eyes real low, just singing my song.
Driving down the freeway.
Diamond in the back with the sunroof open.
Driving down the freeway.
Eyes real low, just singing my song.
Driving down the freeway. On cruise control, watching the world go by slow. Looking back like you pop through my rear view, yo. Continue to relax, continue to kick back like Apollo. Pump back, and I'm smooth like Cadillac. Ain't nothing like air shot and letting your face knock. Turn it up just a notch and bump that hip hop. Now some folks do other things, relax their mind. But for mine, get in the whip, dip and drive and just push.
Diamond in the back with the sunroof open.
Driving down the freeway.
Eyes real low, just singing my song. Diamond in the back with the sunroof open. Eyes real low, just singing my song.
All right, y'all, that was our very own DJ E Monster Freeway. Nah, y'all know that song was banging. So listen, y'all, we started off, you know, being on the couch, on the hood couch. And, you know, we talked about, you know, how Michelle Obama was feeling a certain kind of way, you know, depressed and things like that. And then, like I said, if you are feeling that way, if you are feeling that way, here's some affirmations to help you through the night and help you through the day. I am doing my best. I choose to be happy and to love myself today. My possibilities are endless. I am worthy. I am brave, bold, and beautiful. Today is going to be the best day of my life. I am more than enough. I am talented and intelligent. I am free, a worthy and regret. I am free from worry and regret. My thoughts becomes my reality. I am in love with myself and my body, proud of myself. I am becoming more confident every day. I believe in myself. I will not worry about things I cannot control. I will be kind to myself and others today. I love myself. I am grateful for all that I have. I offered my best self today and always. It doesn't matter if I did anything perfectly, but I accomplished my day. The day is now in the past, and I will let it be. I am looking forward to the morning so I can be my best. I have the power to make tomorrow the best day. I will feed my strength, sleep, and rest for my soul. Tomorrow, I can grow further and further and further. Thank y'all for tuning in to Karma Cafe. Tomorrow night is Friday Night Live. Look for you to be there. Thank you. Good night. Peace. We love you. Mwah.